Hi, folks. Chalgat Yoda here, spelled Y-O-D-D-A-H, because film studios are litigious. There's an element of Donnie Dumb's trial that I've missed until now. It's a detail that eluded me because I was so focused on the historic nature of a former White House squatter facing four criminal trials. Plus, Dumb's behavior is so off the charts insane and unique that it was easy for me to get distracted. Now, I've watched lots of trials over the years. I'm a little bit of a legal nerd. I took a law class in high school for a whole year because so many people used to tell me I should be a lawyer. In fact, in a mock trial, the teacher told me that I handled cross-examination better than any student he'd ever seen in his 30 years of teaching. I do love that detail, but I digress. There's one thing that I remember seeing in every trial I've ever watched. It's never failed to happen until now, until Dump went to trial. And the trial is well underway and already gone through jury selection, opening arguments by the prosecution and defense, and even 2 days of an explosive first witness. Through it all, Dump sits alone. Not one of his family members has been there to support him. Not his wife, not any of his 5 children, not any of his 10 grandchildren, not his niece, not even his sister. His sister. I think this very important detail tells you most about what Dump is really like. Beyond the false bravado and endless bluster is a man on an island unto himself. Even if somehow he eludes justice, nothing can change that. That's all for now. Peace, love, and granola. Talk to you soon.